And we have the news in detail from Brian Jennings.
An official from Gaza's Hamas-run health ministry has said at least 254 Palestinians have been killed in Israeli airstrikes overnight. The Israeli military said it was carrying out extensive strikes after talks to extend the ceasefire failed to reach an agreement. It was the largest wave of strikes to hit Gaza since the ceasefire began on the 19th of January. Mahmoud Abu Wafa, the highest-ranking Hamas security official in Gaza, is reportedly among the dead. UNICEF spokesperson in Gaza, Rosalia Bollin, described what happened overnight.
We all woke up at 2:10 a.m. local time by very, very loud explosions. And then for the next 15 minutes, there was just incessant bombardments very close by to the building I'm staying in. The UNICEF guest house was shaking nonstop. It was terrifying.
Around 200 people attended a vigil in Letterkenny, County Donegal last night following an incident in which a man was killed and his brother was seriously injured when they were hit by a car in the early hours of yesterday morning. Anthony Gallagher, who was aged in his 60s, died in the incident. His brother, also aged in his 60s, is being treated for serious injuries in hospital. The teenage driver of the car was arrested at the scene. He has since been released without charge and files will be prepared for the Director of Public Prosecutions and the Gardaí Youth Division Bureau. Our Northwest correspondent, Shane O'Carin.
In the early hours of St. Patrick's Day, two brothers, aged in their 60s, were struck by a car as they walked home after a night out in Letterkenny. They were a short distance from their home when the collision happened. One man died, and the second man continues to receive treatment for serious injuries at Galway University Hospital. The deceased man has been named locally as Anthony Gallagher. Last night, about 200 people attended a vigil at the scene of the tragic incident. As a mark of respect, the Letterkenny St. Patrick's Day Parade was cancelled. The driver of the car, a male aged in his late teens, was arrested at the scene. The matter has been referred to GSOC, as the driver had an earlier interaction with Gardaí. Shino Corrin, RTÉ News, Letterkenny, County Donegal.
The US President Donald Trump has said he plans to speak to the Russian President Vladimir Putin today to discuss ending the war in Ukraine. It comes after positive talks between US and Russian officials in Moscow. The Kremlin confirmed the call would take place, but would not be drawn on what the two leaders would discuss. The Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney has said his country must reduce its reliance on the United States. On his first trip abroad since taking office, Mr. Carney visited France and the UK instead of the US, as would normally be the case. The US President Donald Trump has hit Canada with trade tariffs, while Canada has retaliated with tariffs of its own on US goods. Mark Carney said Canada must now foster closer links with countries other than the United States.
Our business relationships are too focused on the United States. It's evident that our security relationships are too focused on the United States. We must diversify. It's clear.
The chief clinical officer of the HSE has said that even well-developed health systems like in Ireland proved remarkably fragile, trying to cope with the COVID-19 pandemic, particularly in the first year. Dr. Colm Henry said that Ireland was ill-equipped as it did not have the surge capacity of acute or intensive care beds and there was an under-resourced public health surveillance system, but these were built up over time. Our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers.
It is 5 years since the first cases and deaths from COVID-19 here and the introduction of the first lockdowns. During the pandemic, over 1.7 million confirmed cases were recorded and over 9,500 people died here. Studies suggest that an estimated 16% of people who contracted COVID-19 got long COVID, with many continuing to have health problems as a consequence. The chief clinical officer of the HSE, Dr. Colm Henry, said that even well-developed health systems, like in Ireland, proved remarkably fragile trying to cope with COVID-19, particularly in the first year. Dr. Henry said that Ireland was ill-equipped as it did not have the surge capacity of acute or intensive care beds and an under-resourced public health surveillance system, but these were built up at speed over time. He said that the uptake of the vaccination programme was the highest in Europe here, and studies show that between 14 and 15,000 deaths were averted in Ireland. Infectious disease specialist Professor Sam McConkie said that before COVID-19 arrived, many experts were planning for another flu pandemic, but the problem with coronavirus was that it was substantially different.
Dairy farmers say they can no longer absorb a major spike in the cost of production of milk, and that consumers will have to accept rising prices for the likes of milk, cheese and butter. Dennis Drennan from the Irish Creamery and Milk Suppliers Association says Irish dairy cows produce over 8 billion litres of milk annually. But in the last year, wholesale dairy production costs have risen by nearly a fifth.
Anybody living in the cities or towns of Ireland, their cost of living has increased, inflation has increased, whether that be gas or oil or petrol for their car or diesel for their car, electricity bills. The same thing has happened on farms. My cost of production has increased exponentially in the last number of years, and the farmer can no longer sustain those costs. So those costs are going to have to be borne by the consumer in the future.
A Dublin-born man who was the last surviving pilot who fought in the Battle of Britain has died aged 105. John Paddy Hemingway enlisted in the RAF in 1938 and soon became one of the young pilots who fought in the Battle of France. Mr. Hemingway died in a nursing home in Dublin where he had lived for the past number of years. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant, delivering exceptional performance with quiet operation, the Arona R290, Grant's most innovative heat pump. Visit grant.ie.
Staying mainly dry today with just isolated showers in the southwest. After a cloudy start, sunshine will develop during the day. Highest temperatures 7 to 10 degrees, with moderate to fresh east to southeast winds easing later.